Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of May. I'm Paul White, and we are going through Galatians. We are in Galatians chapter 5, namely verse number 11. Let's read it. There's a lot to get to today. "And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased." Let's save the offense of the cross for tomorrow, okay? That needs its own day. Got lots of good stuff out of 1 Corinthians 1 that Paul deals with to that Corinthian church and that needs dealt with here in Galatians 5. But to get to that, Paul makes an interesting statement. If I were still preaching circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? This forces us to answer the question that I'm not sure we can really answer. We're going to try. I don't know if anybody can. Paul seems to indicate that he's being accused of preaching the very thing he has just spent verse after verse trying to tell them not to do. It seems as if, based upon this statement, that someone has been accusing Paul of circumcising people that are saved, or encouraging circumcision among people that are saved. And that could be why Paul is so adamant against circumcision in the fifth chapter. But it could also be the answer to the question we've asked a few times in this study: what about that moment where Paul circumcises Timothy in the book of Acts? And we don't know exactly why he did it, but perhaps that news gets out. And people say, see, even Paul teaches you should circumcise. And maybe Paul's rebuttal against that is that fifth chapter where he hammers away at why you shouldn't circumcise and then responds with, hey, I'm not preaching circumcision, and the proof that I'm not preaching is, why am I being so roundly persecuted? I wouldn't be getting persecuted if I was preaching the thing they wish I would preach. Now, that's a pretty good rebuttal, first of all. Regardless of what's being rebutted, it's a pretty good rebuttal to say, listen, persecution comes on people because they preach heresy, or they preach things that people disagree with, or they preach things that people perceive to be heresy. Paul says, if I were preaching the very thing you want, I wouldn't be getting persecuted. I mean, if you want the persecution to stop doing what they're persecuting. Well, sometimes you can't do that and sleep at night. I mean, if you believe in something and they make it illegal to believe in it or to do it, and you believe firmly enough in it, you couldn't live with yourself if you didn't do it, so you accept persecution. Paul is being persecuted for the message he preaches, and part of the message he preaches is nothing can make you justified but Jesus, not even the law of Moses, and part of the law is to be circumcised. And so Paul attacks that and says, no, if you go and be circumcised, why do you need Jesus? And it's those kind of comments that get Paul in trouble, that get Paul put into prison. And Paul says, if I were preaching circumcision, why would I be persecuted? In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about dying daily, fighting beasts at Ephesus every day. He's not talking about actually dying, and he's not talking about lions, tigers, and bears at Ephesus, but the Jewish synagogue who is fighting him adamantly, he names them at Ephesus. They were not just at Ephesus, but there must have been something big there. And Paul says, I put my life on the line every day. And he goes, why would I do that? 1 Corinthians 15, he says, why would I do that if there was no hope of resurrection? In other words, if I didn't think there was something after this, I'm not sure it would be quite worth dying for. I'm not sure it'd be quite worth this much persecution. So in Galatians 5, why would I be preaching circumcision? I personally think this is Paul's rebuttal to his circumcising of Timothy. Yet the Galatian letter, Paul does not immediately address the Timothy circumcision. So I don't know why he doesn't. Maybe he does at another place that history hasn't recorded. But I do think this is Paul rebutting the accusation that he is two-faced, that he preaches one thing and does another. Or at least it's Paul rebutting the accusation that he's preaching circumcision at all. And it's Paul saying, no, I don't. If I were really preaching it, you wouldn't be persecuting me. So quit saying I'm preaching it while you persecute me. Because if you believed I was preaching it, you'd have no reason to persecute me. I'd be doing what you wanted. I'd be preaching a return to the law. I'd be trying to get Gentiles to be justified by their works and by the law of Moses. And you know I'm not doing that. Why do I still suffer persecutions? That was a constant thing in his life. Tomorrow we'll talk about the offense of the cross being ceased. Here's your homework. Go reread the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. We'll talk tomorrow about how Paul redeems the cross in 1 Corinthians 1 and what the offense of the cross might have meant to both the Corinthian church and the Galatian church, and what it meant, I think, what it meant in the writings and teachings of the Apostle Paul. And if we have time, we'll get into verse 12 of Galatians 5. It probably needs its own day, but Paul uses humor as a device to talk about his detractors, and we'll do that with him. We'll see you then. God bless.